When it comes to single parenting, there are many things that enter into the mix that can cause us to make wrong decisions. One of those things is allowing yourself to compete with the other house. We're going to talk about competition and the single parent today.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J., and this week we're talking about single parenting. And anytime that happens, there's the other house, the other parent, the step-parents, the step-grandparents. It's a whole world that opens up, and I'm part of it. I'm a stepmom, so we do have the other house, mom's house, and then mom's husband's family, and it goes on and on, and it can get ridiculous. I know, I'm living it out.
You know, if you back up and look at it, it seems so simple. If we just did this, this, and this, life would be suitable. The children would benefit. Everything would be okay. There's a lot of logical things here that make sense that if we just did this. But then you enter into the emotion of single parenting and the emotion of parenting, and you add some ingredients that are mixed together. We talked one day this week about guilt. When guilt comes into the formula, how single parents can make some very bad decisions out of guilt. Then we talked about anger, because all of a sudden, their life spun out of control. This is not their dream. This is not what I thought. This is not where I thought we were going. And he did this or she did that. And I feel violated and I'm so angry. And then you add, then there's a lot of emotions here. We've actually called them yeast, getting rid of the yeast. You add this little thing called competition. I want them to like me better. I want them to like this home better. I want to, and competition for a lot of reasons. Some competition's for guilt. Mm-hmm. Some parents do things just because they feel bad that they got everybody into this. But some literally do this so that they can play a card at some point where the child says, I want to live with you, Dad, or I want to live with you, Mom. And we end up damaging these children with this thing called guilt. And then, and you brought in a component, very interesting. Then we have grandparents who just, this is not the situation I dreamed it was going to be for me at this point in my life. And they do some very horrible things to compete for what they believe is the child's love. It's not the child's love, it's the child's like. That's not love. I want this child to like me better, and I like this home better. And when you end up competing, what you do is you compete for the child's heart. So when you compete for the child's heart and you compete to want, make the child want you, you have a very hard time disciplining the child then. And you have a very hard time saying no, and you end up saying yes to some things that are horrible things to say yes to. You shouldn't, but we're competing with the other house, and that child learns very quickly, you know, if I was at Dad's house, he'd let me do this.
And what happens, though, when that happens then in one house, you're not only making it more difficult for yourself to have to implement rules in the future, if not in the near future, but also in the other house. Okay, so then if there are more rules over there in the other house, they have a harder time implementing those rules too. So you just made it difficult for everybody.
Oh, and
just because you want to compete and want to be
liked. Difficult for everybody, but you did something even worse. You made it horrible for the children because they're not being trained. They're being competed for. They're being pieces of meat.
And they can choose now. You've given them power too.
Well, they think they can choose.
Yeah.
They think they can choose, but they're really being used to punish the other parent.
Yikes.
So
can you explain that?
Well, I think what happens here is I'm so mad at my ex that I want to do things so that my children obviously like me. Better, obviously want to stay with me. Well, they don't want to go to your house anymore or whatever it is. And I want to punish my other parent, because the other parent, my ex, because I'm so mad at my ex and I'm mad at my ex that's happy. I'm mad that my ex seems to be moving on, whatever it is. And so all that's where the guilt and the anger, the other two yeasts we talk about, come into play, and the outlet can be competition. We're going to take these grandiose vacations. We're going to do this. I'm going to buy that. I'm going to get my 3.5-year-old an iPhone or whatever it is just to make my ex furious because that child's coming home with an implement or a piece of technology that's nicer than anybody else in the family has because my daddy really loves me more than whatever. Competition just destroys the child. It teaches the child to manipulate, and it also teaches the child a very bad picture of what love is. If you love somebody, you give them things. If you love somebody, you're loyal to them. If you love somebody, you choose to want to be with them. And that's not at all what love is. But we teach the child some damaging tools to go off into life with when we compete for the love, for the attention, or for the endorsement, really, of a child. Think about this, of a child. We want the child to endorse our house as the better house. And we just damage this child. child, but we also damage all the systems. Now, I have to say the other house can choose not to be involved in competition. And the other house can choose. I know it's very hard. The other house can choose. I will not be in the bidding war. I will not be in the verbal war. I will, even though horrible things are being said about me over there, I will not do that. You can hit that ball over this side of the net as many times as you want. I'm not hitting it back. We're not volleying words using the child really as the ball. Mm-hmm. We're not doing that. Mm-hmm. And that's where it takes a lot of willpower, where God gives you the willpower. And if it's a couple, you know, if you have a friend, you will not believe what he said to the children this weekend when the children were with him. And, you know, you told me to call him before I say anything about him. And that's where somebody has to calm this person down. What good will this do? Mm-hmm. This places the child, squishes the child, just squeezes these children. In between this, the anger of this other couple, don't compete for the children. Don't compete for anything. Mm-hmm. And don't compete verbally or materially.
What happens, though, in a typical scene where all of a sudden dad turns into Disney dad, as you called him before? Okay, we're divorced now. And so all of a sudden, dad is more in the picture than he ever was before. And not only that, he's taking him all these vacations. Mm. And look at that. Oh, he got a new car, too. Mm. Look at that. And so you don't want to compete. Your head is above the game, but it's almost like it's a huge slap in the face.
Why? Why is it a huge slap in the face? Why is it a huge slap in the face that my children are getting on vacation? I would love to be the ones to take them, but they're going on vacation. Why is it a huge slap in the face because he's bought a new car and I don't have a new car? Now, somebody wants to call in and say because he's not paying his child support. Mm-hmm. That could be part of the formula, and that is painful. I've got to decide the end game here. What's the goal here? And when my children come home and go on and on and on about what they did at Disney World and what dad bought and what dad did, I've got to bite my lower lip. And I've got to get ready before they're returned to me with all these things. And I've got to say, that's awesome. Tell me what you did at Disney World. And I've got to be happy for my kids. Because what happens if we're not careful, then we decide, you know what? That's great. Next weekend, and all of a sudden I'm in deep debt. And I'm now angry that I let somebody else run my decision making. See, when you end up competing with your ex, you've released some control to your ex. Mm-hmm. You never want to release control to your ex. You want to release control to God. And so some of these things and these competitive things that are harmful for the child, technology is a very interesting tool now being used to punish or compete. And that, I believe, is harmful for the child. But some experiences like a great vacation or daddy bought me these brand new shoes or whatever. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. I've got to choose to be happy for the child. The other things we've got to make decisions on. When a parent chooses to not consult me and buy my whatever-year-old who's inappropriately not ready for a mobile phone and makes that purchase, I still have the right to say, you can have that phone when you go back to visit your mom. You're 9 years old. You don't need a phone. And I still have and when they're at my house, the ability to say that, knowing, and here's the pain right here, my child is going to act like they hate me. This is not who we are. But many times we end up going to buy something also for the child and competing for the child. Do not give your ex that much power. Mm. I've got to, and I know people are sitting and listening now, you make it sound like this is so easy.
You don't know what he's done.
What planet do you live on? I've got to choose to live on a planet of, Lord, I need to be happy for these kids, that they still get to see their parent, and regardless of my opinion.
But that's huge right there, to be able to be mature enough to say, I really want what's best for them.
Yes.
And if they get all the benefits on the other side, they got benefits. That's what's more important. Because if everything comes back to what happened in your marriage and the divorce and all that stuff, I don't think you're quite there yet as the other parent.
Right.
And you're going to damage your kids because the comments will come out, the rolling eyes. Oh, isn't that nice? You came back with a new Mickey Mouse, and all that. So.
Well, I guess the question is, if your very best friend found out you were working for the weekend and your friend said, you know what, I know you got to work a 12-hour shift at the hospital this weekend. Why don't you let me have your kids? I'm going to take them to Disney World with my kids. And you would go, wow, thank you. Thank you for doing that. You would do that. Thank you for doing that. So now all of a sudden it's somebody I can't stand who's taking my kids.
Who happens happens to be their father or mother.
Yes, with their new whatever. I've got to back up and I've got to sort through my feelings on this and this whole competition thing. And as I'm sorting through my feelings, I've got to decide, you know, part of it I am upset about. He's taking his girlfriend. I don't get that. Part of that I am upset about, whatever. Sorted through. There are some things. But my children came home with a new whatever and it's age appropriate and I need to be happy for them. And I need to not bring in my emotion concerning this person and not be competitive. Don't be competitive. Competitive makes you angry. Competitive makes you go do things, say things, buy things you should never buy. Mm-hmm. But here, this ought to get them. This ought to get every single parent right here. Competitive means you have empowered your ex to help you make decisions you would not have made if they hadn't done what they did. Do not empower your ex to have that much power over you. Still, stop. God knows what you should and shouldn't do. Father, help me be slow to speak, slow to get angry, and quick to listen. And I really want to listen to you on this, Lord. I'm feeling very bad that my ex got to take my babies, my two or three children to Disney. I haven't been able to do that. But I guess the real reason, I personally would like to have smiled and laughed when they saw Mickey for the first time, but they got to see Mickey for the first time. Yeah. And Lord, so I'm thanking you for that. And even as I'm thanking you, I know that you're thinking, no, you're not, but I'm trying,
I'm
Lord.
Trying.
I'm trying. And I hope you're smiling. And I just want to have a better attitude towards this. And I don't want to say anything. Slow to speak, slow to get angry, and quick to listen as they come running in the door, showing me all the things. And whether my ex looks at me and gloats, or I see a gloat that's not there as they come running up the front walk, I got to leave this alone, Lord. You are helping me parent these children.
And how safe is it for the child to be able to come back home and be happy that you are happy about anything that happened in their life, whether it was with the ex or not? Anything good that happened in their life, you're behind them 100%. They feel the weight off their shoulders. So, you know what? Mommy's not jealous. She's cool with what daddy gave me. Or daddy's cool that mom, you know, taught me how to do this and he wanted to teach me or whatever.
You said the most valuable thing we've said this week. That child comes up the walk from going to Disney and now has to put on a sad face and now has to not act happy and now has to be the parent in their parents' life and put salve on the parents' heart. No, that's just not right. And that child needs to be able to come in and bubble over and say all these things and see me bubbling over on the outside. And that's the prayer. Lord, help me. Help me. And honey, sit down and put your stuff in your room. Once you come, I've made cookies. And then when the child says, and well, let me show you the cookie daddy bought me. He bought me one of those big 12. Okay, great. Just bring the cookie and we eat the cookie. And when the evil one tries to take me down here and rob me and just suck the oxygen out of my lungs on this, I've got to choose to be the adult and I've got to choose to be the parent and I've got to choose to know my father is in here rooting for me. I've got to be very careful. When I start competing, I've given a power to my ex I don't want to give, but I've also given a power to my anger I don't want to give or power to my guilt I don't want to give. I want to get rid of that yeast and I want to get prepared before the phone calls, before the return homes on Sunday night, whatever it is, to not compete. And I love what you said, Ruthie. I want my child to feel like they can express everything when they come in the door. Total, absolute happiness rather than I have to preserve. And that's something an oldest might even do to the youngest. Okay, don't go in and act too happy because it'll hurt mommy's feelings.
Right.
No, we've got to let these children come in and be children and exude that they got to be with this person that maybe in their world is Superman, you know, and they haven't learned yet and whatever, and that's okay. Not your job to tell them that. Let them discover that in their life, whatever it is. Do not compete for the love or the like or the attention or the custody of this child. We're going to talk about that tomorrow, competing for custody as we look at what it means to be a single parent in this process. Our children cannot be expected to have the right responses. They're children. They're in training. They're in process. So we've got to think through pulling in the driveway at the end of the day or the ex pulling in the driveway at the end of the weekend or whatever. I've got to get my game face going and get ready. And Lord, I need your help to have the right response for these children, to get excited for these children, to be happy for these children, and not look for anything I can say to take out the other parent. Leave it alone. Choose the right attitude and choose not to compete.
You've been listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries, this week talking about the single parent and really going down a list of the yeasts that are in our families, things that can grow and take over: guilt, anger, and today talking about competition. If you want to hear this program again, maybe share it with a friend of yours that's going through this, or you just want to hear it again for yourself, you can do it online at parentingtoday.org, where you can also sign up for the daily email blog that'll come to you automatically with a link for you to hear the program daily too. That's parentingtoday.org. If you want to find out more about Sheridan House Family Ministries, the single parent ministry that's under the umbrella, even all the resources there, that's found online at shfm.org. It's short for Sheridan House Family Ministries. We hope you'll join us tomorrow for our Friday edition on this topic of the single parent here on Parenting Today.